let's go back to 1979. Tell me what's starting to happen to you when we lead up to this very horrible event of this plane crash.
Well, in 1979, I lived in Cincinnati, Ohio, and a young man and young children, just a typical American as far as I was concerned, and I began having a series of visions, of dreams, in May of 1979. And what I saw a American Airlines large jet taking off from the runway, and it would go up in the air, and then its wing would tip down towards the ground, and then it would invert, go straight down into the ground, and explode in a tremendous explosion. And I had that 10 nights in a row. It was, to this very day, the perspective is not like recalling it as a dream. It's I recall it as, you know, actually being there and seeing it. I, you know, felt I had to do something, but, you know, what do you do in a situation
right,
like that?
Exactly.
And I ended up, you know, prior to the crash, I called the FAA in Cincinnati, Federal Aviation Administration, and talked with a young lady, first of all, and began the conversation, you know, hey, I hope you don't think I'm nuts, but, you know, this is what's been, you know, happening mm-hmm. to me. And I was put through to a gentleman named Paul Williams, who was the facility administrator for the FAA at the Greater Cincinnati Airport. And over a period of a few days, that and also he, you know, he had me come down there and look at a large number of aircraft, and, you know, and I, you know, pointed out a piece of paper and said, that's the one I'm seeing, and he identified it as a DC-10. And but one thing that I was unable to do, I wasn't able to, you know, say the time or the place, but, you know, I saw an American Airlines DC-10 and saw how it exactly crashed.
Did he feel comfortable with you at that point?
Yes, he did. Unknown to me at the time that the FAA had a procedure that when somebody called with a claim of a dream or a vision or a prediction, something like that, they had an actual procedure of questions to ask in order to pass them on to the next level, so to speak.
Do you know, David, if other people were getting similar visions and they were contacting the FAA as well, or were you the only one in the country that just had this?
No, as a matter of fact, I wasn't. There was a researcher from the BBC that years later did a an in-depth study of the records of all the people that that had said that they had visions or dreams or whatever, and it was over 1,500 people from all over the world that if you put all of them together and put all of their pieces of information together, you had the entire picture of what happened in Chicago that day in 79.
Okay, so as you're with him, as he has identified what kind of airplane you envisioned, DC-10, and, but of course, as you say, you didn't know when, you didn't know where. What happens? How did you leave him, and then subsequently, what happened?
Well, he had contacted his immediate superior, who was a gentleman by the name of Jack Barker, who was the regional administrator for the FAA out of mm-hmm. Atlanta, Georgia. And over a couple of days, there was a lot of, you know, questioning and, you know, and of having me look and having me try to remember different things that I wouldn't think to have noticed, such as the, you know, could I read a number on the plane, to look around the surroundings and what I was seeing, you know, what kind of buildings were there, what did the vegetation look like, et cetera. And it was pretty interesting, in, you know, in how they did that. But, you know, my vision was exactly the same. It, you know, it never varied from one night to the next. And then on the morning of February the 25th, I woke up, and that was the 10th day, the 10th time that I had had it. And it was one of the most upsetting days of my life. And, you know, I could feel, you know, that sense of impending doom.
I was going to ask you, before the crash on that day, on that mm-hmm. horrible day on May 25th, 1979, you then felt something stronger than you had ever felt in the prior other days?
Yes, exactly. The one thing that I knew that I would never have that vision again. I knew something inside of me that that I was not going to have it again, that that was the last one.
So you felt this is the day this is going to happen.
Absolutely. And I talked to Paul Williams. We had gotten in the habit of talking with each other every morning. And in talking with him, and I relayed that to him, and he said, Dave, he says, you know, we've done everything that we can.
No.
And then that afternoon, I had went to work, and then I was so, you know, I was too upset to work, so I took off and went home. And my wife also took off work, so we were both sitting at home that afternoon. And then the phone rang, and my wife answered it, and then she started to cry and handed me the phone, and I wasn't going to take it. And she says, it's Paul. He's got something to tell you. And then Paul informed me that the American Airlines DC-10 did crash at Chicago.
Oh,
and
God.
The next question I asked, you know, were there any survivors? And he said, no, there were not.
As a matter of fact, Jack Barker from the FAA has said this about this vision. He said, it was uncanny. There were differences, but there were very many similarities. The greatest similarity was calling the airline by name and the airplane, and that it came in inverted, which is exactly. As a matter of fact, I am looking at a picture of this horrible plane crash as it came in inverted, and I can imagine now what you were visioning when you saw this, and it's frightening, David. It's frightening.
Yes, yes, it was. You know, even today, 25 years later, you know, it's still that emotion inside of me of, the way that I felt and seen.
Prior to the vision dreams, prior to this 10-day event, had you had any other situations?
No, never before.